What up, ladies? How are you? This is the Women Who Lead Summit. I have a question for you. What separates high achievers from those who stay stuck? I know, right? It's not talent. It's not luck. It's mindset. And today we're unlocking the secrets to mastering the growth mindset so you can elevate your game. It's time for you to elevate your success, your resilience, your leadership. And our next speaker is a powerhouse in entrepreneurship, leadership, development, and positive psychology. I want you to meet Madhu. She's an ICF PCC certified coach with over 30 years of experience helping individuals and organizations unlock their full potential. Now, she has built the Southeast Asia's largest technology communities consultancy, and she has taken the time to be here with you today, all right? I love that. Now, Madhu has worked with Madhu has worked with Forbes 30 under 30 entrepreneurs, senior leadership on top industries and organizations around the world, helping them shift from fixed mindset to the limitless growth. Now, with expertise in somatic work, meditation, and positive psychology, she brings a holistic approach, deeply transformative to leadership and success. Now, if you've ever felt stuck, second-guessed your potential, I know I have, and you struggled with limiting beliefs, this session will redefine how you think about success and about your growth. So let's give an amazing warm welcome to Madhu. Come on up, girl. How are you?
Doing well. Good to see you again, Nina.
It's good to see you too. I'm really glad you're here. You know, we are having such an amazing time with the Women Who Lead Summit. Mm-hmm. And we've had such beautiful human beings grace the stage. It's been amazing. And I was very excited about this conversation. So I'm so grateful that you're here and you took the time. Thank you.
Well, it's wonderful to be with you too, Nina. You are absolutely up there as a dynamic powerhouse, inspiring so many women. So appreciate you. Thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know. It's something about making sure a woman doesn't stay behind and doesn't stay stuck is something that's been in my heart for a very, very long time. And so I'm really glad that we're here because I really meant that in the beginning. Like a lot of things that keep us stuck is not our talent. It's not our skills. We have those things. And it's our mindset. We don't think we're good enough, right? And so I wanted them to start understanding the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset, right? So we'll start there, Madhu, right? Many people think about growth mindset, but they truly don't understand it, right? So I would love it for you to break it down for us, that what it really means and why is it essential for entrepreneurs to have this growth mindset?
That's a really, really good question, Nina, because really everything we do is based on our mindset. Whether we are stuck, whether we are moving, it is all how we are thinking. And so this work about the fixed mindset and the growth mindset was done by Carol Dweck, an absolutely brilliant professor and psychologist at Stanford. And she studied what makes us tick. Why do some people move ahead and why do some of them remain stuck? And she coined the words the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. And what it means in very simple language is, how do you think? What are the grooves along which your thought tends to move? And the more we think like that, we literally are making grooves in our brain and we keep thinking like that. So whether it's affirmations or other things that help you move forward, anything that helps you move forward actually starts falling into the growth mindset. And how do you know that you're in the fixed mindset versus the growth mindset? The fixed mindset says, I can't. I won't be able to. This is too hard. Whereas when you use the fixed mindset, what you'll hear yourself say, and you'll feel it in your body, you'll have better energy running through you. You'll hear words such as, not yet. I will someday. I'll take this as a learning experience. Wisdom is earned, and so on. And that's the difference between the growth mindset and the fixed mindset. One takes you forward, one keeps you stuck, hiding, and in fear.
That's really good. And that actually made me start thinking, that maybe I have more, that I have more growth mindset. It, actually, when you said that, I paused for a second. I'm like, how do you think, Nina? Right? Because I think that's important that we have some introspection, that we stop and pause for a second. And I realized how much, how far I've come. Because that is exactly my mindset. Like, okay, what's my learning experience here? What is it that I'm supposed to pull out of this? You know, how am I utilizing this for my weapon in the future? Like all of that kind of stuff, where before I was such a victim, Madhu. I used to, oh, woe is me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm always going to be here. But, and don't get me wrong, it creeps up sometimes, right? Because it's elasticity, right? It comes back. If you don't start to work that mindset, it will come back. And I think it's just, you know, old patterns, old habits, you know, things like that we have to try to break through, right? Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. And I'll share something with you. In many ways, I've had a similar journey as yours, because you get so many messages from the world about, hey, you've got to get your A's. You know, yes. Are you up there, you know, whether it's financially or in looks or in any other way? And so we tend to develop very perfectionist tendencies.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a Virgoan. And Virgoans, by definition, are perfectionists. So once I realized that that's the path I was on and how unhelpful it was, I started working on myself. And I started calling myself a recovering perfectionist.
Yeah.
And today,
yes.
I call myself a recovered perfectionist. And that's the best thing I've ever done for myself. Yeah. So yes, I invite everybody, just like you and I, to, you know, work on one's mindset, work on one's thoughts, become aware of them. And it's like brushing teeth. You got to do it every day.
Yeah, that is true. And I think, you know, it does take a bit of effort, but that's the whole point. You want to take the effort so that later it's not effort anymore. It just is. Right? It's like you said, brushing your teeth. In the beginning, when you're a little kid and you're trying to brush your teeth, it felt like effort because you didn't know what you're doing. Now you get up and you don't even think about it. You just get it done. And, you know, the growth mindset and the way we think and the things that keep us stuck is the same way. I do a lot of hypnosis things to, you know, kind of reprogram the subconscious mind. I do a lot of like breathing exercises. I think it's really important, right? And I'm a Christian, so I read scripture, you know, things that are good for the mind, right? Things that keep your mind on the positive and not the negative, because we can always find something negative, Madhu. Every day you can find something negative, but it takes a little effort to find something great and positive. So you should do that always, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you've got faith, almost any religion that you look into, there are a lot of words about being loved, about being supported. Yeah. There's a higher consciousness there for you. And we all need that support, especially as entrepreneurs. Because whether we realize it or not, one is very much by oneself. One might feel very alone, even if you have friends who are like that. Eventually, the fact is that you're on the cutting edge. As an entrepreneur, you may not have family or people around you who necessarily support those dreams or understand them. Yeah. And that's where our own internal creativity comes out. That's what makes us amazing entrepreneurs, amazing coaches, amazing women, amazing people. So yes, whether it's faith, whether it's affirmations, it's again, a bit like driving a car.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, it's hard. But after a while, it becomes easy, and it can take you to amazing places. You get
it
to
really
choose the path it'll take you to.
Yeah, so good. So I want to talk about that, right? Like, because now that we're getting into breaking some of these thought patterns, right? Some of these limiting beliefs that we have, and I wanted you to kind of highlight for all of us here, like, what are some of the most common fixed mindsets, because you've worked with a lot of leaders, you worked, you know, in that industry for so long, and I want to know the patterns that you've seen, right? So what are those common fixed mindset beliefs that keep women from scaling their businesses and stepping into their leadership? Because I think it's important for them to catch themselves, you know, when they're doing that.
Yeah, I think there are quite a few areas. One of the most common ones is readiness. I don't feel ready. Not feeling ready is not the same as being ready. And we have to also recognize that readiness is not an ultimate state. Readiness is just readiness to take a step. And it could be a micro step, a really, really small baby step. And that's how babies learn. They fall. So another thing that holds us back is the fear of failure. And we have to remember it's something that we have learned, because we've all learned to walk. And when learning to walk as toddlers, we've fallen on our faces. That didn't deter us. What kept us going? Babies look at elders around them and they know they want to be like them. They want to be able to walk, run, jump. And so find those places of inspiration outside as well as within you. When you meditate, when you use hypnosis, you can find, you know, more of your confidence. It's all there within you. You did it. That's how you are where you are today. You've come really, really far. We sometimes forget. Another area again is skills. And it's a matter of learning. Again, when we were born, there are so many skills we use every day, which we did not have. And when we have that mindset, the mindset of a child who's eager to learn, willing to learn, and yes, children have difficult experiences. They might fall, they might get hurt, they may not run the fastest, but they keep trying. And that's how many of us have become Olympians, entrepreneurs, leaders in our field. And many of us are on the path. And no matter where you are, you're always work in progress. So whatever is holding you back, whether it's perfection, that I have to get this right, I have to know this before I do it, whether it is taking help, which is very hard because women tend to be caregivers, tend to help others. But what do I need? Asking yourself that, giving yourself permission to take it, facing criticism. We want harmony often. We want things to be peaceful. It doesn't always work that way. And chances are you'll get criticized no matter whether you do something or not. So take charge of your life. Stop fearing success, because success brings many, many wonderful things to you and your loved ones. And you become an inspiration for many more. So go for it. So these are some of the typical limiting beliefs that tend to come up.
You know what? That was beautiful. And you were really correct. I think that, you know, it makes me pause and think, where did I learn that actually? Right? Because I have a little granddaughter now. She's so cute. And she is just not afraid. You know, my son picks her up and like pulls her in the air and she's laughing, giggling and all of that stuff. And then there's something that happens where we then learn to be afraid of falling. Right. Yes. And so I love that. And I love when you said that readiness is not an ultimate state. It's just readiness, right? It's just getting ready. And it's true. Like, we're never going to feel ready. You just have to go. You just have to go. Right. The fear of failure is a huge one for a lot of women. I speak to women all the time. What if this doesn't work? What if, you know, nobody buys it? What if I'm not good enough? Blah, blah, blah. Right. That's always, something that I contend with when I'm helping women create businesses. And I realized that I love the analogy of the child, right? Because it's true. They fall down, they may go, ah, and they get right back up and keep going, right? And so it's also about inspiration, isn't it? Because they see adults walking, like you said, they want to do it too. You know, maybe we should be surrounding ourselves with other people who inspire us, entrepreneurs, other things that we're looking forward to doing. Because my family, for instance, there's no entrepreneurs in my family, right? And so when I told them I was becoming an entrepreneur, I've always been like that since a kid. I always wanted to do my own thing. I was always the oddball, or, you know, what are you doing? Or go get a good job where you get all the benefits, you know, like all that kind of stuff, right? And so I really love that, you know, babies keep walking analogy. I think we need to keep that in the forefront of our minds, because you're right. Someone taught us, don't do that. You're going to get hurt. Be careful. Oh, watch it. You know? And then you're right about the ABC grade thing. I mean, I never agreed with that anyway, to be honest. I do agree in competition. I think competition is healthy, you know, because it helps you to get up and do what it is you have to do every day, whether you're an athlete or in work or whatever. I don't mean competition in a brutal way, but in an inspiring way, mm-hmm. right? But when you tell a kid, for instance, I have a little bit of dyslexia and I have ADHD. But when I was a kid, nobody knew that, right? So I would struggle so much in school. And I tried so hard to get those A's. But because things were hard for me to read or to put in a certain order, or my brain would be everywhere, I wouldn't get the A's and I would be crying because I'm not good enough, you know? So sometimes I think we have to rethink that whole system, to be honest with you. So I love that. I love that you are telling us about, you know, just stepping into what we are created to do, as opposed to thinking what everybody else is going to think of us or what they're going to do and all of that, right?
Yeah, actually, coming back to your dyslexia story, so I worked with somebody who had who has dyslexia. And when she was younger, all her older siblings did brilliantly. And they all went to an Ivy League college and did really well. And when it was her turn, she didn't know whether she would get in. So right. All her life, she had worked really hard. Now, it just so happened, all her elder siblings, all three of them, went to the same Ivy. And with great difficulty, she got in there. But what she found was, while they struggled at the Ivy, she didn't. Because she was so used to struggling.
Right. That's so interesting.
So while they were struggling with their mindset, you know, in school, they had been flying with all A's, and suddenly they were amongst this large pool of brilliant people. They were like, oh my God, it's so hard to get A's. That means we're not enough. And she had stopped thinking about not being enough. She was used to the effort. And so she went there, and she had a much, much, much easier time. So some of these things that we feel work against us, actually, in many cases, they work for us.
For your good,
You know, all the experiences you've had have given you this great empathy that allow you to work with people who are struggling, who might be judging themselves, and who stand there as a beacon, saying, you got this. It may not feel like you got it, but you got it. Because it's not 100% place.
Right.
We're always work in progress.
I love that, Madhu. Yes.
As long as you got that micro step, the baby step.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you felt really bold. Feel the fear. Do it anyway.
Right.
And do it at a pace where, you know, it's not so uncomfortable that you're going to drop it. But it's uncomfortable enough where, okay, you question yourself a bit, but as you do it, you can still move forward. You know, there's an old saying, I don't hear it very much anymore, but I used to when I was younger, slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
So you don't
That's true.
You don't have to be slow, but it's okay. It's better that you're slow and you take your time. And who are you comparing yourself to anyway?
Girl, you know, I say that all the time.
The people you see might have spent 20, 30 years to get where they are. I know I have.
Yeah.
And so when we stand here or they stand there, you're getting a snapshot of them at a moment in time. And they are still in a moment in time. There's more growth for them. If they get stuck in that moment, then it's really sad. They've stopped living. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So part of being alive is having fears, growing, moving a step forward, maybe a little backwards, maybe a bit sideways, taking a bit of a scenic route.
Yeah.
The growth. Stay with the growth, the learning. Be a lifelong learner.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that too. And I think we need to anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I was speaking to an elderly person many, many years ago, and She was going back to college or something. I forgot what it was. She was a patient of mine. Mm-hmm. And when we were talking about it, she said, don't ever stop learning or you will die. Like, your brain will literally just die. And I always took that. I just remembered that right now as me and you were talking. I didn't remember this story for a long time, but I just remembered that she said that. And I've always been a lifelong learner and somebody who does things afraid. Even if I'm really terrified, I'm like, okay, here I go. And I just take a deep breath and off I go, you know? And then it's not so scary after you do it, right? But I wanted you to talk to us about that, because what I want to do is equip these women on how they can actively start to develop this mindset on their daily basis as they're going through this grind. Because a lot of these women who are here are either trying to grow their coaching businesses or they're just starting. And I know that it's a challenge. I know they're going to hit walls. I know they're going to have limiting beliefs. I know they're going to have all these imposter syndrome stuff that's going to come up, because it does. And we can't deny that it does. It does come up, right? And so because it comes up, we have to have the tools. So are there specific practices or techniques that you feel work best for these women to start to develop a growth mindset on a daily basis?
So one of the things that's really helped me is realizing that there are different types of teachers and coaches in the world. So you have very essential teachers in nurseries and kindergartens who really have an impact to help the child to grow. Similarly, you have teachers in elementary school and middle school, and then you might have a faculty at the PhD level. One doesn't have to be a faculty member at the PhD level to have massive impact. I still remember my kindergarten teacher, and I remember her with great fondness. So be the coach that you are. Start where you are. There are people there who need your skills and your way of doing things. Because as coaches, each of us is really, really different, as different as fingerprints. So embrace that thought process. Instead of just looking at somebody else in a certain place, you can use them as inspiration, just like a child. And remember, we were all children. We don't just have to look at children out there. We have to remember that we have gone through this, so we have this built into us. We are wired for this. It's like birds. They're born, the little birds are born out of eggs and nests, but they're meant to fly. We are all meant to fly. So keeping that thought process, and then there are certain specific things I do. I have affirmations all over my house, because what is the growth mindset? It's literally repeating to yourself a different way of thinking until it becomes automatic for you. So if I write them up and I put them around, I automatically read them. And so they become reminders for me that, yes, more is possible. Even if right now things don't seem that bright, I'm not feeling that good, more is possible. And in the past, it has happened. You have the strength you need. You have the strength you need to step forward. And as long as you're stepping forward, before you know it, you'll be miles and miles ahead of where you thought you would be. The fixed mindset is thinking, I can't grow beyond this. This is where it is. I need to hide. I need to look perfect. The fixed mindset is that. And the growth mindset is, more is possible. What more is possible for me? What if I try this? I tried it. I didn't like it that much. But so what? I can take a detour. I can redirect myself. So I use affirmations, meditations, and I have provided 3 meditations as free gifts. Try them. You can use meditations to develop self-confidence, strength, resilience, self-kindness, and so many other things. Use reframing. The moment you find that something is, a thought is pulling you down, just think about it. Why am I feeling a little low? And you are likely to catch what you're thinking, and then reframe it. It's called asset-based thinking. How can this be turned into an asset? Keep learning, keep growing, and if possible, have a community around you that's supportive, a coaching community, and perhaps a coach who's walked your path. Then they've already gone through a lot of the pitfalls you have. They know the shortcuts.
It's so true. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Just hold on a minute.
You know what? I couldn't agree with all of that more, especially when you think of something you've gone through and you pivot that, right? Why am I actually feeling this? It's that pause. You know, what is happening here? Why is this, you know, coming up for me? And I love when you said that, you know, you've been through things before, like you've already gone through things, like reach into that. I agree with that, Madhu, because when I was thinking about this last night, actually, because my health has always been an issue for me, right? Mm-hmm. I procrastinate on my health. I don't procrastinate on many other things. Like when I have to get work done, I usually, you know, focus. I try to get it done. Sometimes I procrastinate, I'm not going to lie, but not often. I realize, though, that I procrastinate a lot, maybe because there's some fear, maybe some anxiety. I'm not sure. I think it was last night, I was like, Nina, you are overweight. You know you're going to be unhealthy if you continue down this path. Why do you keep procrastinating on your weight? What happened to you as a child is done. Like your brain has to understand that's not safe anymore to not take care of yourself, you know? Because when I was younger, I was always trying to survive, right? And now that I'm older, sometimes I feel like my body's still just trying to survive, you know? So I don't want that. I want to release the procrastination in my life, like get rid of it, and then move forward into the things I'm supposed to be doing. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We all have these things. And the nice thing about a technique that I invite you to experience, which is called tapping, is that you can use it on a multitude of things. So let's say if you work with it on procrastination for you, which seems to be very based around health, the audience could actually pick up their own area where they're procrastinating. It might be paperwork. It might be registering a company. It might be putting out that post on social media, whatever it is. And they could work on it along with us, even though the language I use is for you, there's a good chance they will feel the shifts too. It works.
Yeah, let's do it, ladies. Let's do it.
Sounds good. So ready? So choose something that you're procrastinating on. I'm just telling the audience this because I think you have yours already.
Yeah,
choose one thing and then get a charge on it. 0 to 10, how stuck do you feel with this?
Oh, man. Mine immediately 8 came up.
Great. So 0 is you're not stuck at all. 8 is high. It's going to definitely keep you a little stuck. And then, as I mentioned, I'll use language for you, Nina. And the others can just follow me. I'll tap on certain points of the body. And they can just notice if their numbers change in any way.
Okay.
And the language doesn't have to match them exactly. We're all connected energetically as we do this. So even though...
Madhu, I want to do it with you or no?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Measure how, you know, if your number changes. But you don't have to repeat what I'm saying in your mind or aloud. Please just go ahead.
Okay.
Even though I'm procrastinating on something that's really, really important for me, it's really important I take the step where I start looking after myself more, caring for myself, appreciating that I'm loved and I'm lovable. I'm no longer in that state I used to be when I was young. It's time to drop that belief. In fact, the slew of beliefs that would have been created at that time around safety, where I had to focus, how I had to struggle, how I had to focus on the outside rather than myself because the environment was threatening. Even though I've gone through all of this and I'm carrying it even today in various ways, it's okay. I choose to deeply love and accept myself, and I give myself permission to drop all this with ease because I'm a new person. I'm growing in every way. I have experience. I can look after myself, and looking after myself in this way is what I choose now. Now we're going to tap on certain parts of the body. So the first one is on the top of the head. So you just curve your hand a little bit and you tap with 4 fingers because these are actually points according to the Chinese meridians. And when we tap with 4 fingers, we tend to hit the point. Otherwise, it's quite tiny. So 4 fingers helps. So we say, we start talking about whatever we're experiencing. All those childhood traumas. All those childhood fears. All those childhood experiences. Which made me focus outside myself. Because I was trying to control the environment. Trying to control the situation. Corner of the eye. Because I was too young to look after myself. And I needed people around me to do things the right way for the environment to work in a particular way to support me. So it was my attempt at taking care of myself, so upper lip, And that's the best I could do at that time. On the chin. But now I'm older. I'm a grandmother. I've looked after kids. I look after grandchildren. I look after pets. I run a business. There's so much I do. I'm capable. I am looking after myself. And just putting a hand like this, tapping into just below the collarbone into the indentation, giving myself permission to let go of all those childhood memories and all the emotional charges around them so I can focus on the present and the future. And tapping at the bottom of the ribcage, right in the middle, giving myself permission to move forward, giving myself permission to love myself. So tapping under the armpits, so right here on either side.
Oh, okay.
What if all the things I've been saying to myself are really quite critical and beating myself up? And when I'm telling myself that I need more self-discipline, what I really need is more self-love. Mm-hmm. Loving myself, that little me that went through so much, which tried to survive and is still working on it. And sure, I've come a long way, but part of me still needs that reassurance. What if I could give myself that support, that love, that acceptance, and recognize, I'm using two hands now on two points because you get a lot more energy moving that way. So do it however you're comfortable with one hand or two hands. What if I could let that go? No, I can't let that go. What if I could let that go just a little? And over time, let go more and more. Take baby steps. And in taking baby steps, before I know it, I might be running and jumping. I might be an Olympian. What if I could give myself permission to move forward and to deeply love and accept myself, knowing that those times were hard, but I'm ready to let them go, let go of this procrastination, and start taking care of myself because I deserve it. I choose to love and accept myself. So just going to pause there for a moment and ask you, how are you doing, Nina?
What was that? Oh, I didn't expect that. That felt good.
I do it for all my clients, even some of the really tough ones. They initially say, I don't believe in this. I don't trust this. And once they start getting it, they keep coming back. One of my funniest clients was this guy. He said, I don't believe this works. And he would keep coming back. After something like the 20th session, I said, I'm still saying this.
I think the resistance in the mind, right? The resistance. And I've done tapping before, but it's been years. And actually, that was so powerful. Thank you so much for that gift, because it made me, it did make me release it, especially when we started double tapping. I felt the shift of the energy. And when I gave myself permission to like let it go, like you've done a lot of things now. You know, like you've proven that you've done a lot of things. You don't have to keep trying to prove it to yourself. That was really good, Madhu. Thank you for that gift. Woo, girl. Now I'm going to be water working all day. Thanks a lot.
I'm going to give you one more gift.
Oh, goodness gracious. That was beautiful. Oh, that was so good. Okay, what? Okay, let's go with the gifts. I like this.
One more gift for you, Nina, because if anybody deserves it, you totally do.
Thank you.
You're bringing so much to so many. We so appreciate you.
Thank you.
Wow. So I'm going to invite you to use a little bit of meditation. It doesn't take time. Sometimes as little as one or 2 minutes, right? And I've provided 3 such gifts for all of our viewers.
I'm going to be listening to that myself.
Be available for download. Yes, but for now, just I invite everybody to just close their eyes. Take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth and in through the nose and out through the mouth. And in through the nose. And out through the mouth. High above your head, see this beautiful column of light gently coming down. Very broad, very wide, it comes and covers you entirely, covering your entire body. Encased in this safe, beautiful space, you feel the love, you feel the support, you feel there is this higher power, this higher guidance with you. As you look in your heart, you know this journey you've been on has a purpose. It has made you who you are to bring so many beautiful gifts to others. It does not matter where you are. You're going to keep growing all your life. And at each stage, you'll have beautiful new gifts, some of which are built on older gifts to offer. Feeling grateful for your entire journey, giving yourself permission to nourish yourself with what is best for you, physically, mentally, and emotionally, and to act in ways that truly support the new you. I invite you to come back whenever you're ready, gently, slowly, feeling grateful.
So grateful. So grateful.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Madhu. Man, I didn't know that was going to happen this morning. It'll be an interview. What is happening right now? Okay.
Well, I have to tell you, at my home, I have boxes of tissues all around the room because there's so much we hold within. And as women, you know, we give birth. We are sensitive. You have to embrace this child who's asking for so much night and day. I once timed myself. I have three children. I timed myself how long it took me to just like feed my child and, you know, put him to bed. It was around 8 hours.
Oh my gosh.
And I already had two kids.
Yeah.
And so many women out there are actually doing that and trying to work and being pretty harsh on themselves.
Yeah.
The standards they're putting on themselves are based on it being a man's world. The men in the past didn't do all this. I know more men are doing it. So maybe what we need is not more self-discipline, more power, and more whatever. Maybe it is self-love. And from there, we get our power. And from there, we get our action. And from there, we get everything we need. And we can truly be beacons. Truly. Not just in action, but who we are internally. Because our energy touches everyone around us.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really something that I think we have had taken away from us for too long in the world of leadership and entrepreneurship and business. We always think we have to just come with the skills and mindset and just do that thing and not realize that our spirituality, our mindset, the trauma, like all of that stuff is involved, right? Because we're human. And I think we are getting to a place in the world, I hope, where now we're not afraid to integrate those parts of us. Before it was very much so, no, you leave work at work, you leave home at home, the two don't mix, right? And that's a very old school mentality. But nowadays, like your client, I don't believe this is working 20 times later, you know, like that, right? It's just this resistance to really just be, like to be a human, to be a person, to connect with others. I would love for you to give us one of your case studies, somebody that you've worked with that you saw from the beginning to transformation. Can you share that with us?
I think my greatest case study is myself. So I used to be very driven. You know, before I had the children, I helped build up the largest technology PR agency in Singapore, which I sold at that time to the world's largest media and marketing company called Omnicom Group. But in the process of that, not only did I do an earnout, I also went into burnout. And so when I speak from experience. And Nina, what you said about, you know, embracing all parts of ourselves is so, so important, especially as women, because we give birth. And no matter what, we tend to take the burden of caregiving for others. We tend to be more alert to what they need. We tend to work very hard to keep the harmony, whether it's at work, whether it's at home. We tend to take on a lot more than many others might. And so giving ourselves that space to transform ourselves, which comes with this mindset work. Now, they have given it a name now. It's called fixed mindset and growth mindset. But I started doing this work long before these names were given. And I was so grateful when these names were given, because now it's easy to explain this work to others. But I am where I am now because of this mindset work. And I work on the growth mindset for myself, to put it in simple language. But it's very personalized to me every day, all the time. Sometimes when I'm driving, when I notice, you know, I'm just feeling a little low, then I, you know, ask myself, hey, what's going on here? And I try to shift it.
That's so awesome. And it's true. I think...
My dog, I'm so sorry. Yeah, so
I love that.
Was that case study okay for you? I thought that worked better than a client, or would you prefer a client?
Yeah, no. We're recording right now, so it's fine. Just go like this so they know to edit. No, I think using yourself as a case study is exactly right, because just like me and the women who are watching right now, like, we are our best client, right? If we can get ourselves from point A to point B, then we can move someone else through the same thing, right? And it's interesting because somebody asked me that, and I have many client reviews. You can go on my website and see them. They're all there. But I feel like I would also use myself as the case study, because I remember the nights I cried in the shower. I remember the nights I didn't think I was good enough. I remember those nights, and I still, it still comes up. Like, am I doing the right thing? Am I good enough? Can I do this? Right? This event right now, when I first was doing it, which was June of last year, that's how long I've been working on this, I didn't know if I was going to be able to pull this off. What would this look like? What would this be? How would I speak to people? Does anybody even want to be a part of it? Well, the answer was yes and yes, right? I actually can do it. My team got really good at doing it. I have 40 speakers that are amazing at what they do, like yourself. Like, and then all of the speakers were like, will you do this again? I would love to be a part of it again. Like, all of that kind of stuff. So obviously, even though I was afraid, I didn't know if I was good enough, can I do this, whatever, all of that was a lie. It was a lie from old, ugly stories I've told myself for far too long. And most of the things that we think about anyway are all lies. You know, when I was hurt as a child, when my stepfather hurt me, it wasn't my fault, right? So the fact that we come up with these strategies and stories to try to protect ourselves, those aren't true. The truth is, this thing happened to you. It was not a good thing. That's on that adult, not on the child. And yet we carry that weight with us everywhere we go, you know? So we have to check ourselves. We have to check what we're thinking about. You know, just like Madhu said, ladies, you know, it's about the growth mindset. Don't get set on something. Keep pushing yourself a little bit forward, a little bit forward, as you heal and grow and give yourself permission to grow and let things go. You don't have to hold on to old stories. You don't have to hold on to old mantras you told yourself. That is not true. You can shift today. You have the right to do that. My level went from an 8 to about a 2 or 3 by the end of that. I felt so much lighter. And I know that as I continue to practice that, Madhu, it's going to get better and better. And I wasn't kidding. I am going to listen to the meditations. I know that you gave it to the women for free, but I'm stealing that too. I'm going to go ahead and watch and listen to that myself. So, Madhu, before we go, because this was so powerful, and I want to make sure that you know, all these women who are here and listening have a way of connecting with you. So can you give us like how they can connect with you, maybe on social media, maybe email? I don't know how your process is, but I would really love to give them that ability to connect with you, please.
Yes, yeah, sure. Thank you so much, Nina. And thank you so much for sharing your story. You truly are a beacon of light. So in terms of connecting with me, would love to be in touch with all these wonderful women who are watching. The easiest way would be my email, which is madhulika, M-A-D-H-U-L-I-K-A, at jinsi, which is my last name, jinsi.com. You can also call me 202-494-8548. Feel free to look me up on LinkedIn and connect that way too. I look forward to being connected.
Thank you so much for being here, for spending this time with us, for your dog like wanting your attention. You need to go give that dog some attention. He was like, that's enough, Mom. That's enough on there. But thank you for this. And thank you for the gift you've given me today. I am grateful. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Madhu. We have to stay connected. Thank you.
Appreciate you too, Nina. Thank you. Take care.
So beautiful. Thank you. All right, ladies. I know. That was great, wasn't it? I know. Make sure that you start to really think about what you're thinking about. Start growing in the things that I believe, you know, God has placed us here for a reason, wakes us up every day for a reason. And I just feel that a lot of us are missing it, are missing the boat, and we're just overthinking things. And sometimes you just have to do so that you can break those limiting beliefs and those things that are holding you back from being the extraordinary human that you already are. So thank you, ladies, so much for being here. This is the Women Who Lead Summit, and I have been completely blessed. Until next time.